Hello, sports fans.
Time for sports.
Let the games begin.
Turn on the radio.
It's time to talk high school basketball on the Coach's Corner.
Tonight, the final home game of the season for the Emory High School boys basketball squad. Can't believe that. Two games left in the regular season. The finale will be Friday on the road against San Juan. But it is a big game for Emory. Right now, they can climb as high as number four in the Region 15 standings. And it's also very simple. You win one game or North San Pete loses one game and it's over, you get into the playoffs. It's that simple. So Emory definitely controls their own destiny to get in to next week's play-in round for the state championship tournament. Joining us right now to talk about last week's loss to Manti on Friday and tonight's senior night against the Grand Red Devils, we have Coach Todd Jeffs of the basketball program. Coach, as always, a pleasure. Thank you.
Always good to be here, Jordan.
Coach, we go into the final week of the regular season, and you and I were just talking off of the air about how fast the season has gone by. Tonight, the final home contest. We'll enter tonight's game sitting at 4-6, but all in all, looking back on it, I mean, there's been a lot of opportunities throughout this season. In fact, Friday night, the game against Manti, that was one that was there for the taking. You guys managed to battle back and tie it, take the lead going into the in the third quarter, took the lead. It was tied going into the fourth, just could not overcome an offensive push from Manti in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, and that's happened to us two or three times this year that we've been in the fourth quarter with chances to win games. And unfortunately, the other team's players make some plays and our guys don't, and we've come up with losses. I think, you could point at three or four games during our league play that's happened. And, part of it is our youth. I understand that, but part of it is just not making plays. We get right down to crunch time, and their guy makes a play, and our guy doesn't, and we paid for it on the record, So just something we got to improve at.
Yeah, this is a young team. I mean, but you guys have played 20 games up to this point, 10 games in region play. And I know in talking to some of the college coaches, they say, by January, we want our freshmen playing like sophomore. I'm sure it's the same concept, right, in high school basketball. You want your sophomores or your juniors playing like seniors by the time you hit a certain threshold in the season.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. I think that, after a full season, everybody should be ready to play and should be making those plays. And I think offensively we've made some really big plays. We've done a nice job, but defensively we haven't shut the other team's best player down by any means. It seems like everybody that plays us, their good player seems to have a career night against us, and that's something we've got to do. We've got to eliminate and we've got to do a better job of making it tough on some people, and we haven't done that so far.
Matt Nelson was fantastic in that Manti game, but you guys did go to a box and won at one particular time or a couple of particular times in that game. Coach, how happy were you with the way your kids performed in that defensive set?
Well, I thought it slowed him down and, maybe confused Manti a little bit for a minute, but they picked it up that fourth quarter and then we had to go man-to-man and then it was lights out. Our help side defense was horrible and it seemed like a layup drill without, we had a guy there, but it wasn't like he was in front of Matt Nelson. I mean, he did a great job and ended up with 30 plus points, and really, that was the difference in the game. And that's the one thing that I keep coming back to is we're just not physical and strong enough defensively to shut some of those kids down. And I don't think, to beat a team like that, I don't think you got to completely shut the kid down, but you got to make it tough on him, and I don't think we really even did that.
Yeah, I don't have the final statistics in front of me, Coach, but as far as the rebound category goes, just going off the top of my head, I think over the last three or four games, you guys have done fairly decent on the boards. I mean, it's been fairly comparable to the opposing team, and I know that was a big point of emphasis when we talked at the beginning of the season as well.
Yeah, it really is, and it's something that we work on. And, the kids we're putting on the floor aren't really big and physical enough to just dominate somebody rebounding-wise. But, we've got to hold our own, and I think we've done that at times. The thing that we've really struggled with is our defensive rebounding. It seems like, when another team misses a shot, it's a 50-50 ball to go get it, and we haven't done a very good job there. And And, you know, you give those offensive rebounds up and give extra possessions to a team that's already a little bit, you know, better than you physically, then you really pay for it. And I think that's been a concern. Overall, I think, like you said, our rebounding numbers have been comparable. So it's something that I, you know, can't complain about a whole bunch. But when you give up those offensive rebounds, boy, that just really hurts.
Especially against a team like Manti. And I think if we go into tonight's game against Grand, it's another team that if they, you know, if you give them second, three, or four, you know, opportunities on an offensive set, they're going to make you pay. The last time, it was a 90-86 game, Coach, and I'm sure the majority of their points were off second-chance shots that night.
Well, they really were, and they're a team that's a little deceiving. You watch them warm up, and they're not, you know, big and overpowering. They've got the kid in the middle that you know is a tall kid, but he's not real physically strong. But boy, their kids are athletic. You know, the Schultz kid is just a big time athlete. He's quick and aggressive and gets a lot done. He's not a great basketball player, but he makes a living off his speed and his jumping ability. And then the number 20 kid, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, but you know, he's a really nice ball player. He can, you know, do a lot of nice things for them. And, you know, again, it's a matter of getting stops. To me, that's where our success is going to be determined. We've shown the ability to score points on anybody we've played, and we've been pretty consistent throughout. We haven't been really shut down by anybody. But on the other end, we give up big nights and big numbers to the other team, and that's something we've got to do here the last couple of weeks of the season to give ourselves a chance to win is do a better job defensively. And I told our guys last night that, you know, the one thing I'm looking for today is some defensive intensity, some fierceness, and some, you know, wanting to disrupt the other team's offensive flow. And that's who I'm looking for on the floor tonight, is some of our guys that are willing to do that.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Spartan Boys Basketball Squad. Coach, you did mention the big four grand, Cameron Hoppenstead, who went to the high post, I mean, early and often in that first matchup. And, I mean, obviously, when you have a big like Hoppenstead, you're going to go to the high post coming against the extended 2-3 zone. How do you guys match that and out of the 2-3 zone if they're going to utilize the high post and Hoppenstead off of the elbows?
Well, one thing we can do is we can play that, we call it a diamond and one. But we can play that and put Kyson Stilson in front of him and try to eliminate some of his touches, you know. And I don't think he really – I mean, they went to him a lot, and he himself didn't hurt us, but he really distributed the ball well. He made a couple of those passes that were inside-out passes and hit some three-point shooters. And so, you know, we got to eliminate his touches there a little bit. And so we can do that, and we practice that, and I think that's something that we can do. But again, you know, I feel like I'm trying to patch things together, you know, just to try to eliminate touches for a guy when I should be just, you know, looking at our guys and saying, you know, go get some, go get after that kid. You know, we've got a body there. Now that we've got you in position, go make a play. You know, disrupt him a little bit, be a little bit more physical, be a little bit more aggressive. And I think that's the point we're at with this team is we, you know, we're trying to patch stuff together instead of just getting fierce and being tough and coming up with some of those defensive stops that I know we're capable of doing because we've done it at times. We just don't do it real consistently and throughout entire games.
I know, Coach, that we talked about the kids maturing and being a young team, and I definitely want to talk about a positive. And one of the things that I just continue to be so impressed with is Brax Jensen as a sophomore. I mean, offensively, I think this kid is playing well beyond his years. I mean, his court vision has been off the charts, especially as of late. And we go back to the game against Manti. He was very, very good in that game. I mean, that's a fair assessment, right? If we're talking about a kid that's playing above his class, Brax has been that kid.
Yeah, he's really come a long ways. I think the Manti game over there, he really struggled with some turnovers, and then the fourth quarter against South Sevier, you know, he struggled. And from that point on in the season, I think he's turned the corner. He's really matured and come a long ways, and he's taking care of the basketball and finding open players and doing a great job for us distributing the ball. And he's also, you know, a really good three-point shooter, and he doesn't show that enough. I think he passes up some shots that I think he should be taking. But you know, again, that's just a kind of a process of maturing and finding out what works for him. But he's done a super job for us offensively. And he's a guy tonight that I look to defensively. He's got to pick it up and be disruptive, and he can do that. He's got great hands. He's not, you know, extremely quick with his feet, but his hands are really quick, and he can be a really disruptive defender when he wants to be, and I think that's tonight something that we've got to get out of him.
As far as coaching a kid like Brax, who is a pass-first type player, is that fun? Is it maddening? I mean, is it interesting to coach a kid that can create? I mean, how do you coach someone like that has the ability but at the same time wants to be a distributor first?
Well, I like it. You know, it lends itself well to the team. You know, you get a kid that can dominate the ball like that and then create for other players, and it really lends to a good team atmosphere for everybody. And Kyson Stilton's capable of that, too, I think. You know, he's been getting to the basket real well and finishing some plays on his own, but he's got that ability, you know, to distribute the ball. And when you got two guys like that can both create, getting into the paint and finding, you know, some three-point shooters, and we've got a ton of them on this team that can shoot. I mean, you know, that lends itself well to great offense. And you know, I talked to my assistant coaches yesterday and said, you know, they were talking about, well, we can do this offensively, we can do that. And I said, yeah, we can do all that. But we've proven ourselves offensively. Nobody slowed us down. You know, every team we play, we're putting up big numbers. We're averaging over 70 points a game, and that should be enough to win a lot of basketball games. Our focus and energy really needs to be on that defensive end, and that's what I'm looking for tonight. And I told our guys, if you want to stay on the floor, play defense. We can put offensive players on the floor, and we can make combinations work there that way. But we got to play defense. We got to lock somebody down, and that's where we need to really turn the corner here the last couple of weeks of the season. And if we do that, we can beat anybody. We've played the best teams in 3A, and I firmly believe we can beat anybody. And we need to be that team that gets on a roll late in the season and goes into that state tournament with some confidence. And, you know, smoke some people offensively and then you know, stop them defensively. And if we can do that, we got a chance at this whole thing.
We can end with this, Coach. It is senior night tonight. The squad only has two seniors on the team, Easton Gordon, who has kind of been a key part of this basketball team now for a couple of seasons, but then also Tyler Butler, who moved in as a first-time starter on the varsity squad this year. Two seniors from opposite ends of the spectrum, but they appear to be two seniors that just have great attitudes.
Yeah, they really do, and one you're forgetting is Alex Orozco, a kid
right.
That came in as a transfer student from, you know, and he's done a nice job for us too. And so those three kids, you know, we'll honor them tonight. And Ethan's just been fabulous for 2 years defensively. He's such a presence for us, and then this year he shot the ball so well from the 3-point range that he's really given us a big boost there. And he makes some uncanny shots around the basket. You know, he's outsized when he goes in there, and he's able to really get his shot off and make a lot of points right at the basket. And that's fun to watch. And then Ty's just, you know, he got off to that great hot shooting the first half of the season from 3-point range. And, you know, he can really fill it up out there. And so that's fun. And then Alex, like I said, he's came off the bench for us this year and just really given us a big boost defensively. And then kind of funny, but he'll make a critical shot here and there. And he's made a difference in some games that way. So, you know, it's sad to see those kids go, and nice to be able to honor them tonight in our last home game.
You definitely didn't mean to forget Alex. I'll tell you, though, it's so rare. And I don't know that I've ever seen this, Coach, in all the years I've been associated with high school sports, a kid who plays one season, it just happens to be his senior season, and he makes an impact. I mean, Alex, he's rare when it comes to, you know, to that kind of talk.
Yeah, he is. He's, you know, we kind of, during tryouts, I talked to him, and I said, listen, you know, you're going to struggle trying to pick up our offensive schemes, and at times he has struggled, you know, where we're trying to run a play, and he doesn't know where it's going because some of the stuff we do takes a little bit of time to become accustomed to. And, that, you know, I think his natural position is point guard, and so he's playing behind Brax there. And, you know, Brax is pretty polished with what he's doing on that stuff. And so you know, it's been a struggle for him to pick up, but his attitude is incredible. I mean, he is just a team guy first, and he's really willing to get his minutes when he can, and when he goes out there, he plays his tail off. And so it's been fun to see him kind of fit into the program.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to talk about the program. Thank you again for the time today. Best of luck tonight against Grand, and we'll see you at the game.
Sure enough, should be fun.
Again, that's Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Sport and Boys Basketball Squad. Again, live coverage of tonight's contest is set for 6:30 with Landon's Diesel Service pregame show. We'll follow that up with tip-off immediately after. We've got a break for just a moment. We have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. We'll talk Utah Jazz basketball. That's next.